Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jeez, I had so many other terrific topics. It was so hard to make up my mind today, but I guess we're on the same wavelength, at least for now. And that is the stadium, the new stadium for the Buffalo Bills. Roger Goodell says talks are proceeding and proceeding well. And I mentioned this earlier. This is from the people who love me at BuffaloRising.com. Why can't we all just get along? BuffaloRising.com. Developer Paul Simonelli has conducted his own study that leads him to believe that the Central Terminal is the ideal location for an Urban Bills stadium. Speaking with Simonelli, I learned that one of the main reasons behind supporting this location was the opportunity and ability to help create a sports district in the city of Buffalo. After all, the Central Terminal campus will become whatever we deem it to become. In the case of Buffalo sports, Simonelli feels that by placing the Bills Stadium at the site, sports mania will take hold and ripple outward, thus creating a sports destination unto itself. The study by Simonelli points to the following attributes as reasons for pushing the Central Terminal site: the ability to strengthen Buffalo's national presence, historic adaptive reuse opportunity, unique fan experience. Well, everything's a unique fan experience. If I go over to my friend Debbie's to watch the game, that's unique. If I go to Booker's to watch the game, that also is unique. Anyway, access to public rail and bus service, access to and from multiple travel arteries, including the 90, the 190, Route 33, Route 62, potential year-round revenue sources, and much, much more. Simonelli told me the site would alleviate any parking concerns with rooms for over 10,500 cars. Moreover, ample parking spaces means there'd be plenty of room for tailgating, lauded as a Buffalo tradition that needs to be upheld. And this is from BuffaloRising.com. And the author of the piece, The author of the piece, if I could speak English, it would be a great show, folks, let me tell you, is Queen's Eyes. So, Queen's Eyes, I have just quoted from your piece on Buffalo Rising and shared it with my audience. All right, Pasquale Maggiore is in the next room. Mike Baggerman is also in the next room, watching the clock and his watch and counting the days. But look, as far as a new stadium, folks, it's inevitable. It's going to happen. The Bills want it, and they're in a great bargaining position. What the Bills want, the Bills are going to get. Why? They have a lot of leverage, and whether or not people who listen to this show agree with this statement, I must concede that the Buffalo Bills are this area's number one PR asset. I know some of you would like to say it's Shea's Buffalo, it's the Albright Knox, it's Frank Lloyd Wright. The biggest mass appeal PR asset we have is the Buffalo Bills. So the question then becomes, where should the stadium? It's inevitable. So where should it be? Should it be in Orchard Park, which was first put forward, or should it be somewhere in downtown Buffalo? And one of our callers earlier talked about the idea of having like various parking areas around the perimeter, if you will, of the stadium, and then using perhaps shuttles to transport fans to and from the game. Now, is that practical? I'm not sure because you're talking about a heck of a lot of transportation vehicles, okay? And they're going to be electric because all this infrastructure bill you guys are talking about, when you read deeply into the infrastructure bill, I don't know that you're really going to like it because we're talking about you not having the freedom to buy the kind of car you want to buy after 2030. And you want to take a trip to Cape Cod with the family? Great. You've got a week. By the time you're through recharging your car, you might be able to spend a night in Provincetown, if you're lucky, before driving home and stopping to recharge and stopping to recharge. So, yay, infrastructure bill, not. And see, this doesn't really affect rich people because they're just going to take their helicopters. They couldn't give a damn. They'll just take their choppers and be done with it. So, should the stadium be downtown? Should it be at the Central Terminal location? Should it be in Orchard Park? And the idea of synergy was brought up by two of our callers in the last hour, and I can see some merit to that argument. I cannot dismiss what they're saying out of hand. But the parking, to me, there's another issue here. The parking, to me, is a big issue, and the tradition of the tailgate. And I'm not sure that the tailgate tradition is going to be what it is in the future, what it is now in the future, if you've got the great diaspora of Bills fans. Would it be the same? That's a question mark for you tailgaters. I'm just somebody who likes to get in and likes to get out and go about my day. I don't make a full day out of out of a game. And honestly, I don't even like going to Orchard Park for events like, Billy Joel. If somebody else would do the drive. Mrs. Nerd does the driving in situations like that because it's either that or she's going to hear some swear words she's never even heard before. And being that she's part Sicilian, that is quite the accomplishment. Thank you. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Who's next in line? Tony on a cell phone. Dude, I'm going to wear out his cell phone battery. Tony, thanks for your patience. You're on WBEN.
Hey, Tom, how are you today, bud?
Quite well, thank you.
Good, good. You know, you've struck a chord in this conversation over the last 40 minutes. It's you've hit on a couple of big things. Myself, as far as the stadium is concerned, I just don't think it makes sense to put it anywhere within the city because you're talking that the infrastructure currently can barely handle a 20,000 seat arena event like for a hockey game when you're coming and going. You're talking you'd have to expand the 190 to six lanes on each side. You ready to do that? You ready to deal with the construction to make that happen? You know, that's a huge, huge thing. Or you want to talk about Route 5? I don't, like you said earlier, we got to be comfortable in our own skin. It just doesn't make any sense.
Well, one of the problems, if I may interject, and then you can talk all you want because you've been on hold for long enough, but, you know, you can hear this every day, every morning and every afternoon in Alan Harris's traffic reports. You talk about one of these main arteries, even a multi-lane highway like the 290. All it takes is one accident, and the entire area's traffic pattern changes and becomes gridlocked. I've seen this happen time after time doing the afternoon show. Your turn.
No, absolutely. In working in transportation most of my work career, I understand exactly what you're saying. As far as the stadium is concerned, I'm privy to having it in Orchard Park. I'm even going to go one step further. It's the site of the greatest NFL comeback, that site. And I'm all for them tearing off the upper deck, gutting the lower bowl, redoing the place like a complete makeover. You want to slap a roof on it, at least cover the fans up during the games. Great. But like you say, we're Buffalo. We play football in the open air and in the elements. That's what we are. That's who we are.
Well, one of the arguments they're not going to gut the old one. The old one is going to be consigned to the ash bin of history. They want new. They're going to get new. It's, you know, like I said, they're holding all the cards.
you know, it just doesn't logistically make sense to put it anywhere else.
But Orchard Park.
Yeah, and you want to talk about what about all the businesses around the current stadium that are just going to get washed away?
Well, I don't know that that's going to happen because these are businesses that have already stood the test of time over many, many years with a limited football season.
Well, I'm just thinking this. There's a ton of service industries in the last 15 years that have popped up out there that never used to be out there before. You know, that's kind of what I'm getting at. And you mentioned the Central Terminal. They dropped the ball yet one more time because the original reason they built it in the location they did is that at the time when rail travel was at its height, Buffalo Station on Exchange Street was kind of like they had to switch back to get to go in opposite directions, and it was a real pain. And they put it there so they could just kind of skim through the area. And if you were to get the Senecas involved and Amtrak involved, you could turn the place into partially a casino. And when people would roll up on a train in the Buffalo, you're like rolling up into almost a mini Vegas thing if they really truly had vision.
Of course, you know, keep in mind that the pandemic nailed the Senecas as badly as it nailed anybody. The revenue they lost because of the pandemic is astonishing, and quite a few people had to sit on the sidelines because nothing was coming in. So it's not like the Senecas have this endless pool of money to invest, and I believe, aren't they on the hook to some guy in Singapore or someplace for like 25% interest?
Yeah. Well, and good luck on getting that back.
Well, I'm just saying that the Senecas, obviously they've done great things in the area, but I don't. If I'm a Seneca, I'm asking myself, all right, if I'm going to put my money forward, what's in it for me? And somebody once said, a great businessman never invests his own money.
Well, let's just talk about the neighborhood of the Central Terminal. Well, I don't know what...
Hold on. We'll get into Broadway Fillmore here in just a moment, but I want to hear what you have to say, but I have one of those breaks, so don't go anywhere, Tony. If you're just joining us, the stadium. You know we're going to get a new stadium, okay? It's inevitable for the reasons I've outlined. My question to you is, where should that new stadium be? What makes the most sense? Just putting it basically across the street from the new one, from the old one, or downtown Buffalo? Let's be creative. And I can see... I know where you guys are going with the downtown Buffalo argument, with the synergy it would create. It's just, you can, like I said, the only thing that would make today better would be a football game. I don't even care what kind of football game. Watching the kids on your street and maybe getting involved and asking if you can throw them a pass and having them look at you like you're some kind of a weirdo. That kind of a football game. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Never ask that question, by the way, if you're driving a windowless van. All right? I'm just saying. Never. No. Okay, back to Tony on a cell phone. Tony talking about Orchard Park as stadium destination.
Yeah, absolutely. It makes the most sense to, like, if you're not going to use the original building, then to build one next door. Kind of like what they did in Philly, you know, where they basically built it next door to the existing stadium. But, like, the Central Terminal idea, I don't know, see where he's – you're talking a triangular pattern, right, from William Fillmore and Memorial down to Fillmore and Broadway, from Broadway to Memorial, creates a triangular pattern. And then Central Terminal butts up on the other side. So, the building itself – would absorb probably 80% of that neighborhood. Now
it's more like a rectangle, the imprint that Rocco Termini sees.
Excuse me?
It's more the footprint Rocco Termini sees with the Central Terminal. Not so much of a triangle to him. It looks more like a rectangle with maybe a hump on the back. No, I'm serious. I'm just telling you.
No, I'm just saying because, like, you know, how Memorial kind of is a triangular road,
right,
from, like, say, William into Broadway, and then where at the other end, Fillmore and Broadway up to William and Broadway is straight. So, but I'm just saying, and that's where the Broadway market is. So what are you planning on doing, wiping that whole neighborhood away? There's a lot of heritage there with the Polish bars. I would like to see the blueprint of, like, what he actually is seeing and how much, and what are you going to do to, what are you planning on doing, just wiping that whole neighborhood out? I mean, the neighborhood does need a once-over. I ain't going to deny that.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do to explain it better to you and everybody else is I am going to share the piece from Buffalo Rising on the Bowerly on WBEN Facebook page to give you a better idea of that particular proposal, if that's fair enough.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. It still doesn't make any sense because you're talking about doubling the size of our expressways and how many years is that going to take to happen, you know, just to get 70,000 people in and out in all directions.
I think that you're raising a very, very fair point. Let me just ask you one more question, and that is, how about the idea of, don't laugh, maybe I'm in my Brian Higgins moment, but rail lines, expanded rail lines, or if we do that, do we totally wash away the tailgating tradition?
Exactly, and I think that kind of goes with the Buffalo Bills, and that's another thing that you would potentially lose with a downtown.
So that's one of the reasons you're saying keep it in Orchard Park. If it's not broken, why fix it? Why reinvent the wheel?
I just think it makes the most sense because the Southern Corridor of this region needs something down there. If you were to put, if that stadium didn't exist over there, that it just it would be like an open area. And right. it would need something, and I just think it makes the most sense to have it there.
Well, my friend, I'm glad you called. Thank you for your patience in holding. I appreciate hearing from you, man.
Thank you.
All right, there is Tony on a cell phone. If you're on hold, stay there. If you're not, be there. And if you're just joining us, if you're somebody who I will happily hear from those of you who think, as some people I know think, screw the Bills, screw the Sabres, taxpayer money, I don't think so. Go Bills and take the Sabres with you. I will take your telephone call, okay? I mean, if that's how you feel, that's how you feel. Personally, just from a business and public relations perspective, I am convinced that the Buffalo Bills are this community's single biggest public relations asset. The Buffalo Bills, more than any other single entity, put Western New York on the map of the world's consciousness. When people call in and they say, I was in Verona, Italy, and the owner of the restaurant came out and thought we knew Jim Kelly because we were from Buffalo. I mean, does that happen with any other institution? I mean, granted, the Bowerly Show, of course it happens. Wait a minute. Bowerly works there, right? It happens all the time, all over the world. You know, you can go to Kuala Lumpur and this happens.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the program. It's Bowerly with you. I appreciate you being there every single day. I truly do. You have no idea. And I really do. This isn't just, hey, let me say something pandering. I feel like the luckiest guy in the world. I really do. I mean, to be doing talk radio in my hometown on this radio station for so long, it's kind of like, in a way, I couldn't have imagined this, but in another way, it was kind of like just meant to be. But anyway, thank you. Hey, so I got an email that I want to share with you. I'm not going to read it word for word, but I mentioned the Senecas. I didn't know this, or if I knew it, I'd forgotten about it, like a lot of things. But the Senecas actually paid off that loan early, because I remember when they were building the casino in the Falls, they were on the hook for a massive amount of money at a ridiculous rate of interest, but they paid it off. That's done with. So yay, Senecas. But the pandemic, I have some friends who are, you know, involved in that, and make no mistake, the pandemic hit them very, very, very hard. You consider all of the revenue that you are expected to make in a given night, and the pandemic just, it did a number on them. I'm not sure what their hiring levels are at this point, how far back to normal they are, because I'm not sure how your habits have changed. And one of my topics I was going to actually bring out today was your dining out habits. Have they changed since the pandemic? And I wanted to do another show on tipping, but I'm going to hold off on that because I told you guys heading into the show right at 2 o'clock when I was on the air, I had so many great ideas for topics. The stadium one was the one that I thought would see the less action of any of the topics, but I proved myself wrong. And I'm fine with that. The other bit of email I got, hey, Tom, just wanted to chime in regarding competitive cities with regard to convention centers, stadiums, etc. Not all event holders want or need a bigger city venue to pull off a great event. Buffalo Convention Center offers a large venue, one of the larger centers with the charm of a tight-knit, safe city. While in town, you can visit the zoo, hockey, football, great restaurants, Fisher-Price toy store, mall shopping, theater, concerts, Canal Side, Niagara Falls, and casinos. We also cater to the Canadian population as our border meets theirs. Buffalo, New York has become a quiet and safe destination for many conventioneers. I wouldn't discount the value of our city, especially as the hockey industry is flourishing downtown at the 716 building. I did see a lot of empty seats when I was watching the Sabres game the other night. But look, with all respect, if you're trying to pitch Buffalo against Las Vegas, Buffalo against New York City, Buffalo against Chicago, Buffalo against San Francisco, I know what city is least likely to win in those situations. And there is nothing wrong with understanding what you are as a city. And I don't know that we ought to spend a lot of time trying to be a convention destination. Maybe I'm wrong, but if I were organizing a convention and I was some guy in Duluth, Minnesota, who am I going to pitch to my members, Buffalo or Vegas? And Vegas is just, you know, it is what it is. I hate using that expression, use it a lot, but I just don't see Buffalo as being a leader in the convention industry. Yeah, I mean, there might be some groups that want a smaller area. There might be some groups that specialize in, hey, we're going to look at some architectural gems. But as far as a mass appeal convention market, I just don't see our area as being that. But I could be wrong, but there's nothing wrong with addressing who you are, understanding what you are, what are your strengths, and how to play to those strengths, and not trying to be something that you fundamentally are not. Like, if I were to go and work, let's say, at a sports radio station, you know that's not going to... Oh, never mind. It is 442 803 0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. I actually did that for 2 years when they didn't know what they were going to do with me here. And poor Bulldog, he is the patience of Job. Chris Parker, great radio talent. I love him. I loved working with him. But he is so much better off with somebody who knows what he's talking about than he is with me. Although, in my defense, Bulldog and I came up with some very, very funny bits. Not going to lie, some of the funniest stuff we've ever done. All right, let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Where should the new stadium be? Somebody said, let's build the new stadium using a 3D printer to save money. I'm guessing that's probably not going to fly, but at least you're thinking. Here's Neil in Forestville. Neil, you're on WBEN. When he's not on the internet trolling for friends because he's a stay-at-home dad, he's on hold for this show.
Howdy. Afternoon, Tom.
Hey, Neil. How you doing, buddy?
Excellent. I think the stadium should go in Lackawanna on the site of the old steel plant there. Rip down those stupid turbines and put a stadium in there so we could watch the sun go down over the lake.
Okay, but we get into the environmental concerns. I don't see any way of getting around that.
If we could mitigate that, there's plenty of open land. 60 to 80,000 people come in and out of the city of Buffalo. We got all the infrastructure, I think, that you would need to transit people in and out because those games aren't during regular hours. So you're running weekends.
Well, I don't know. I mean, that whole soil, I mean, I just hear the announcers now. Well, you know, Chuck, I've never seen a piece of rebar go through a man's torso quite like that. I mean, that whole area, as far as making anything, again, I could be wrong, but I don't know, man. I don't know. It seems to me that there would just be so much involved in remediation of that site. It would probably add enough money that you could put a roof on wherever you're going to build. But again, this is about what you and what you think.
Well, if we're opening up Uncle Joe's pocket here, I mean, let's spread it right out. Let's look for a major league baseball team to fill a spot in there, too. Wasn't it Oakland that had the ballpark in with the stadium as well?
No, actually, the idea for a professional major league baseball team in Buffalo died, I think, about an hour after the current stadium opened up. They decided it would be too expensive, even though that's one of the things they used as their selling pitch to build the stadium.
If you're going to shoot for the moon, I mean, I like the last two callers you had that were really pro-positive about looking to the future of Buffalo. I mean, do we want our kids looking back now in 20 years going, they screwed up twice?
Well, okay. Now, you've mentioned, the old steel sites. I honestly, again, I just environmentally, especially these days, I don't know that that's a possibility. What would be your second choice? Or if I phrased it this way, if you had to decide between downtown Buffalo and Orchard Park, what would you say?
Well, we could do the Perry projects. I mean, that area is all pretty much the same, though. I mean, if you want to talk about devastated ground, the whole entire city, you look at the infrastructure of Buffalo. Eventually, that city's going to crumble because they're not going to let you tear down the hundreds of years old buildings, but they all need to be torn down because of the water, the sewer, the electric. None of those buildings are up to code as far as like 20, 30 years down the road. They're going to all fall apart.
Well, okay, Neil, this is a really interesting point you're making, and nobody else has made this point on this show or any other I've listened to. When we think about infrastructure, we think about the stuff on the surface that we can actually see. We have an aging water delivery system. We have an aging sewer system. And at some point, that stuff is going to have to be dealt with.
Yep, Band-Aids. Band-Aids is what they've been putting on it for the last 20 years.
Kicking the can.
Yeah, you might as well be made out of oatmeal. If we had a seismic event around here, we would be in some serious danger.
Not necessarily, because a lot of this area is well situated on a good foundation in terms of its geology. But if they have an earthquake at the Amherst campus of UB, you can actually see liquefaction of the soil. I mean, downtown Buffalo is on pretty good ground in terms of withstanding an earthquake. Now, as far as the structural integrity of the buildings, I don't know.
That's interesting, too, because you were saying earlier about how do we compare against other cities. And if you, you know, if we have a coastal event, then Buffalo is going to be the premier place to be. We have land to expand, and we have resources to accommodate millions of people.
Wait, a coastal event? You mean like California all moves to Buffalo? No, thanks.
No, dude, not California, but it's just New York City.
New York City all moves to Buffalo? That will go over very, very well. In Forestville? Come on. How do you hold your head up high?
If we had to, we would welcome them with open arms. We're New Yorkers.
Yeah, I'm sure we would. Yeah. But no, anyway, I'm not going to worry about a coastal event. I'm not going to worry about the comet hitting the ocean scenario. Let's just, you know, keep things basic, downtown versus Orchard Park. If it's not going to be nobody, I've heard nobody in any position of power suggest anything other than somewhere in downtown Buffalo or the Orchard Park location. I mean, nobody in any power is saying, let's build it in Niagara County. Let's build it in the city of Tonawanda. Let's build it at ECC. Nobody's saying that. There's two choices, Orchard Park or maybe downtown will sneak in.
If they win the Super Bowl, if the Bills and the 12th man manage to win the Super Bowl, they will part the waters of the Niagara.
Yeah, but still, you got to figure out where to put it, and you got to think, you know, in the long term. And the Bills, for many reasons, are in a great negotiating position right now. I'm not going to squeeze an answer out of you, am I?
No.
I didn't think so. All right, thank you very much. Well, I mean, if he's stuck on the old steel property, he's stuck on the steel property. I mean, it's about your opinion. I've got no horse in the race other than to tell you emotionally, I could certainly deal with it being in the city of Buffalo. Practically, I'm not 100% sold that we can pull it off, and I'm glad he called in because at some point, I don't know how I'm going to pitch this, but we got to do a show on the subsurface infrastructure in this area, which is in many cases well over 100 years old, and he's right. In many cases, we've taken a Band-Aid approach. At some point, we're going to have to address it, and it's going to be ugly, and it's going to be very, very costly. Like your home, everything has to be maintained, including subsurface infrastructure. Sewers are not sexy to talk about, but they're a necessity. So something that is being talked about in the community, but I haven't done this in a while, but basically the new stadium for the Buffalo Bills. Ladies and gentlemen, this area needs the Buffalo Bills for public relations. The Bills separate us from Gary, Indiana, or if you're sick of my saying Gary, Indiana, Canton, Ohio, or Syracuse, New York. The Buffalo Bills, my opinion, but I think you could actually objectively measure this, the single biggest PR roadmap link to this area around the world. So the Bills, look, they're going to be here. They're going to get a new stadium. The question is, where? So I'm asking you, where? Orchard Park or downtown? Patty and Clarence, you've been on hold forever. Welcome to WBEN. My apologies.
Oh, hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, this is Patty and Clarence. I would like the stadium in Orchard Park. All of the equipment, all of the practice areas are in Orchard Park. And there are some good parking areas around there, too. Ralph Wilson, many, many years ago, one of his first stadium plans was for a covered stadium. That's not too many people know about that.
Now, it was a big story in the early 80s, if you're talking about Lancaster and the Cottrell deal.
Right.
Yeah, that was turned into a cluster.
Yeah, that was he wanted a covered stadium somehow.
So, do you think that's what we should do now? I mean, people keep on saying, "Well, it's not going to be a covered stadium." Should we dismiss that idea so fast?
No, we should be able to close it and open it like the one up in Toronto.
Okay, you're adding a lot to the price tag, but I guess in for a penny, in for a pound.
but it can be used more. Also, if they do it like that, some hotel people can put a few hotels near there too, so that when people come to concerts even and football games, they can come and stay at the hotels.
Yeah, I mean, you've got some accommodations in the area of the stadium, and a lot of little bars that sprang up near where the stadium is. But you're saying keep it in Orchard Park, don't move it downtown because of the practice facility and the other points you mentioned. But you want it covered.
I would love it covered.
All right, my dear, I thank you very much for the call. We are bumping into 5 o'clock, and 5 o'clock is rather offended by the whole deal.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.